My name is Nyaga Kabau. I'm also a member of Indie Media Kenya. Some few years ago, I lost two brothers in extrajudicial killing. My last born brother, by the name Simon Mbogwa, was gunned down by police after they were caught consuming some illicit brew. So this policeman, simply because they had been given the election to of some criminals who were running away after committing a robbery near Korogosho Road, so the policemen could not pursue the criminals. So what they decided instead, when they found this young man in a certain house consuming this illicit brew, so they arrested them, they took them into custody, and they tortured them for more than 1 hour. Later, they took them out of custody, and they took them near a certain river. It's not a river, a stream, somewhere down where it's hidden, and they gunned them down, the two of them. My brother had 11 bullet wounds, and the other boy had it was 9 bullet wounds, and this was after the post-mortem report, that because I hired a private pathologist to conduct the post-mortem, the report said it was out of the 5 bullets that my brother had on his chest that resulted to his death, and the other boy also had 5 on his chest. So it was brutal, it was very, very lethal, it was unfair, and we have filed a suit in court, and we are expecting that we'll get justice.
And what are your views on extrajudicial killings in terms of the justice or injustice?
My views when it comes to extrajudicial killings is that we are having a police force instead of a police service. So what they do, instead of really knowing how to deal with the citizens, and even modes of interrogating maybe suspects, what they are their own. Okay, we have this kangaroo court, they decide on everything. So majority of young people, especially in urban informal settlements, are criminals before they are arraigned in court. So there is this kind of a philosophy that as young people are saying, you are always guilty until proven innocent, instead of the vice versa. And that's why you'll find that in many, many, many families, you have so many young widows, very young widows. Like my young brother left a wife and a baby boy, and who is now in his early primary education. And you see, all this burden now comes back to the family. Yet he had somebody who was taking care of that, because he was working in the Jua Kali sector. Not only in Korogosho, but many families, extrajudicial killing has been the cause of separation from their dear ones. And I think the government, because instead of hiding the heads into the sand like the ostrich does, they should come up clearly and say, okay, even if a person is arrested in possession of whatever kind of weapon or anything, he has a right to be arraigned in court and be charged, so that he can be tried fairly. And it's surprising that how brutal policemen could be to their own citizens, and yet we have so many other things that's going on in the country. Yeah. Even terrorists from neighboring Somalia attacking Kenyans and even doing other things, and they cannot pursue them, and these are foreigners. So it's really a pity that they are inserting that fear into the citizens. So when you see a policeman, you are afraid. So that fear is the one that we are supposed to continue and educating our people, so that they can continue erasing it from their heart and mind and everything.
Then finally, what justice are you looking for now after what happened?
You see, that was my last born brother. The other brother of mine was also in custody. He was arrested in a bar. Actually, he was sipping his beer, and policemen just came in, and we call it fagilia, it's called msako. This is when the policemen are moving around and arresting people, then he happened to be one of the guys who were arrested, and he was taken to the Ruaraka police station. Fortunately or unfortunately, I did not understand why the rest of the people were booked in the Okare's book, except him. He was the only person who was not booked. So the following morning, they took him out of custody. So the regular police, the Kenya police, handed him over to administration police, which is against the protocols and the law of Kenya. And also, I think it's against the Police Act. I've never seen a situation, it was the first one, a situation whereby a person has been arrested by the regular police and is handed over to administration police, who cannot even stand before the court to charge anybody. They don't have that mandate. And what happened is that they gunned him later at night somewhere, also in a hidden place, because it was also extrajudicial, because all these things, they had their own agendas for doing this. So the kind of justice we want is that it's very difficult to bring my brothers back, but if these people can be charged and okay, they get fair trial. And the important thing to me, what I usually say, is if they accept and admit that they did it, and it was somebody who maybe forced them or anything, and they apologize to us, the apology will relieve our pain even more than them being taken to jail or anything. We do not want them to be taken to jail, but we want them to be a lesson that you don't just kill a human being like a goat or anything that is valueless. Yeah.
Then I think back then all this was blamed on Mungiki. So what are your views on how the government should have dealt or should deal with Mungiki and other underground gangs?
I think what we need, the police, as the name states, they need to be professionals. I think by professional I mean they can investigate, they can interrogate, they can differentiate between who is who and who is not. Because you cannot just look at as a person and decide, okay, this is a Mungiki, and there's no proper measures that you have put in place to determine who is Mungiki, what do they do, how do I notice a Mungiki from the members of the public or the community, such things. Now, what these people are doing, when a policeman just hates you or just feels that you are a threat to him or any other thing, he may decide that, okay, ndakuwekelea Mungiki, now I'll implicate you, the name Mungiki, and now when I shoot you down, even my bosses cannot question, because Mungiki is a threat to the community and to the people. So I think what we need is to add more professionalism in their work, and they need to be trained on issues of investigation, and also in order to authenticate who is, what is right and what is wrong.
Right.